The Lord be with you, with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Lots of people love denial, and they live in denial. And I'm not talking about that long river in Egypt called the Nile. I'm talking about denial. People deny all kinds of things that are perfectly true. For example, alcoholics deny that they have a drinking problem, but it's painfully obvious to everyone else that they do. They are living in denial. Do you know there are people who deny that the Jewish Holocaust actually happened during World War II, that 6 million Jews were exterminated? They believe it was all a huge propaganda. Some people deny that we have actually landed on the moon, and they think it was a huge television hoax. They are in denial. And of course, here in the South, we believe that the Civil War is not over. What we prefer to call the War of Northern Aggression, because the South will rise again. Have you seen that commercial lately for atheists? Atheists are people who deny the existence of God. It's a commercial by a fella named Ron Reagan. And he concludes the commercial by saying, "And I'm Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell." Well, that's nice. But just because we deny things that we cannot see or smell or hear or taste or touch doesn't mean they are not real. I would suggest to you that the most important things in life we cannot verify through our five senses, like God and love and peace and humility. In other words, be careful not to jump on the boat when you see someone floating down the river called denial. In the gospel today, we see Jesus meeting Nathanael. And by the way, whenever you see a Hebrew name that ends with the two letters E-L, like Gabriel or Raphael or Mikael, Michael, that's not more Ninja Turtles. That's referring to God. E-L is the Hebrew word for God. And so Nathanael means gift of God. But Nathanael also loved the river called denial. He always wanted his facts checked and verified. Before he meets Jesus, he says, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Meaning, I won't believe in this guy until I see some proof of his divinity. And so Jesus says to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael thought he was alone, in secret, under that tree. But Jesus saw him. And Nathanael believes. But Jesus says, "You will see greater things than these, like angels." In other words, Nathanael, you have to stop floating down the river of denial and swim onto the shore of faith. Boys and girls, during our teen years, we enter a time of profound questioning and searching and discovery. It's a very exciting time because you're learning all kinds of new things fast. And your bodies are growing stronger and faster. Sometimes you feel bulletproof. And we begin a search for our own identity. Who am I? All those things are good and healthy. But I caution you not to jump onto that boat that floats down the river called denial. Don't deny things simply because you cannot see them or smell them or hear them or touch them or taste them. But you will be tempted to by people like Ron Reagan. Just remember this. The most important things in life cannot be sensed by your five senses, like God and love and friendship and loyalty. Like Jesus told Nathanael, you will see greater things than these. St. Augustine was someone who dove headfirst into that river of denial. And for 30 years, he lived according to his five senses, sensual overload in sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But around 30, he swam onto the shore of faith and realized there's more to life than what meets the eye. And he wrote these lines. "To fall in love with God is the greatest romance. To seek Him is the greatest adventure. To find Him, the greatest human achievement." Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.